Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
ST, it's easy. YouTube.com/AskDrErnst, even easier. Yes, you can comment. Yes, I see them. And yes, I will respond back. We talked about the 6 myths behind cancer. Let's rattle them off really quickly in case you're just joining the show. Myth number one, cancer is genetic, so there's nothing I can do. Wrong. It's actually only 5% genetic, according to research, and you have a 95% chance that your cancer is not genetic, and therefore you're in control. Environmental toxins and living critters, viruses, bacteria, parasites, and yeast. Yeast. Alcohol, speaking of yeast, can cause cancer. Yes, that's true, but it's not always good for your health. So the myth is, hey, that glass of red wine here or there, no big deal. Nope, big deal. Big deal. Most wine, red and white, is poisoned with Roundup and other chemicals that are sprayed directly onto the grapes. And a lot of them have a lot of other added chemicals and sulfites and things inside of them. So is there a link between red wine and heart health? Heart health. Let me repeat that. Heart health. Yes. The phenols and the things that are found in red wine, astaxanthin and some other things to this effect, can help your heart. Resveratrol, etc. But don't go out thinking that that glass of wine every night is making your heart super healthy, because even though it's doing that, it's also causing havoc to other areas. Liver, kidneys, inflammation, cancer. People who have cancer should rest. You should let them just, you know, don't overexert yourself. I got it. I'll help you. I'll do the dishes. I'll go shopping for you. You don't have to work out. You have cancer. No. Why? It causes a negative mindset outlook to their recovery. And most people who have cancer need to increase their activity anyway because they're weaker, immunity, toxic, etc. It's how you build that. It doesn't matter what food you eat. There's no connection between food and cancer. And if you have cancer, you should actually eat foods that are more comforting and more soothing because, my God, you have cancer. Here's ice cream for dessert tonight. You know, here's the cakes and the cookies and all the things you've wanted to eat because, you know, you have cancer. So we don't know if you're going to make it. So eat up. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Cancer cells consume sugar more than any other food. What if I told you the breakfast you're having when you have cancer might actually make your cancer worse? What if I told you that the cupcakes that you use to celebrate your remission is only going to make the cancer come back? What if I told you that what you eat is a direct cause and a fuel for cancer? Obesity does not increase your risk for cancer. Myth, 100% false. We've discovered that the more fat you have on you, the more estradiol, both men and women, by the way, it is an estrogen, and estradiol acts like fertilizer, especially for breast cancer and other hormonal-based cancers. But you don't want lots of estradiol flowing around, and if you get rid of the fat, your estradiol levels go down. Root canals, we spent a little bit of conversation about that only because recently the world of functional dentistry has been exposing that root canals can cause subclinical infections and other harboring infections in the gum and mouth and teeth that are a significant drain to your immunity. And there was a medical doctor who did some studies on his own and connected the fact that in his experience, over 40 years working with 16,000 cancer patients, 90% of his cancer patients had between 2 and 10 root canals in their mouth. He asserts, ready, this is a quote, "Dead teeth left in the mouth generate copious amounts of toxins capable of causing cancer in humans." Dr. Jessef Issels, Issels, MD, world famous cancer specialist and probably the first physician ever to require that if you have cancer, for you to work with him, you must take your teeth out that are dead. How do we know if a tooth is dead? Well, it's been root canaled. What is a root canal? Well, we drill down and we kill the nerve root. We jam some stems down inside of there. We put a fake top on the tooth so we can save the tooth, but it's not a living tooth anymore. Hey, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I know, trust me, you're going, oh God, I have like four root canals. I have two, I have one, I have six, I have eight, I have four, I have one. I already said that, but you get the idea. Okay, so if you have a lot of root canals, here's what's going to happen. You have got to wake up to the reality that you might have a subclinical infection that is causing a potential drain in your immunity. And if you need help, 704-906-2094. What are you registering for? Well, you're going to come to my webinar that I'm going to do in about a week on the 7th of, I was about to say July. Why would I say that? November. Probably because the 7th and July are sevens. I'm just letting you in on my brain real quick, okay? November 7th at 10 a.m. and it's free. 704-906-2094. All right, what about this? The top 10 foods you're eating that are causing cancer in your body. Look, we know the seriousness of cancer. We know it's an emotional toll, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially for most people. Cancer treatments are some of the hardest things to do. Chemo, therapy, radiation, surgery, and unfortunately, most cancer patients are never told, watch out for the foods you eat that could be causing your cancer. What if I told you you could do something right now that would cut your risk in half? When I say in half, I mean by science, literally research says that if you were to clean out your diet and stop eating cancer-causing foods and instead eat cancer-curing foods, you can cut your risk for cancer in half. You know the old phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? Well, in this instance, I'm going to say it's worth 100,000 pounds of cures because cancer is very dangerous. Top five cancers for men: lung, prostate, colon, stomach, liver. Top five for women: breast, colon, lung, cervix, and stomach. Okay, so these cancers are real and they don't come about because of bad luck or bad genes. They come about because of environmental toxins and infections that affect these organs. What kind of things can deal with the lungs? Well, the lung is a primary detox organ. It becomes too acidic. You start to get poor oxygen exchange, too much carbon dioxide. You deoxygenate the environment. It acidifies. And now the environment is ripe for the growth of viruses and bacteria. All the stuff you inhale. Prostates, we tend to see for men, usually filled with parasites or viruses or bacteria. Colon, massive connection between viruses and parasites and bacteria. Stomach, viruses, bacteria, parasites, toxins. Liver, toxins, 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 and viruses. Breast, hormonal imbalances for women, and also toxins, viruses, and bacteria. And yeast, colon for women, we talked about it. Lung for women, we talked about it. Cervical cancers, virus upon virus upon virus upon virus. Stomach, bacteria, virus, toxins, stress. What did I just do? I just shared with you some of the functional causes of the most common cancers that we see. But what about the foods you could start doing that clear your risks? Okay, number one, if you are still eating, we talked about this last week, genetically modified foods, it is time to stop now. 90% of most corn and soy and wheat in the U.S. is genetically modified. The problem with that is it's fake food. Your body does know the difference between a genetically modified corn, had to think for a second, and non-genetically modified corn. So if I eat heirloom corn, which I don't even know if it exists anymore, if I eat a real corn on the cob, let's pretend you went back to, I don't know, Thanksgiving era, right? Well, you know what I mean, pilgrimage times. And you know, Kemosabe walks up and hands you a head of corn, and you were to steam it or cook it or however you did that back then, roast it, I guess, over an open fire, and you eat it, your body would say, oh, corn on the cob is good. It's got nutrients and fibers and this and that and the other. But then today you go to Farmer Joe and you crack one off his genetically modified, you know, corn stalk, and you cook it and roast it and eat it. Your body knows the difference, even though you might not. Genetically modified foods have been found to significantly inflame human body. And there's a lot of research and experts are saying that not enough testing has been done on eating foods that are genetically modified. Let's take corn to the next level. Please, for the love of God, tell me you're not microwaving food, number one. because the microwaves destroy the energy, the life, the essence inside foods. And number two, please, for the love of God, tell me you don't microwave popcorn. The chemically lined bags and the contents inside of it have actually been connected with lung cancer all across the world. Not only are the kernels inside more than likely genetically modified, but the oil itself is probably genetically modified. And unless it's organic heirloom, the fumes released from the artificial flavorings, the butter, etc., contain a product called diacetyl, which is toxic to human beings and causes cancer. So if you're going to make popcorn, do it the old-fashioned way on a kettle with a pot and use coconut oil. And make sure it's heirloom organic popcorn seeds because you don't want to genetically modify popcorn. Canned goods, okay? If you're eating vegetables or things that are found in cans, be careful. There's been a lot of research showing that bisphenol A, BPA, which is still found in a lot of linings, can cause cancer. Most plastic products, so Ziploc bags and, what do you call those? Plastic Tupperware containers and things like that, loaded with other chemicals and xenoestrogens. You need to ensure that your cells are protected from chemical toxins. And the problem is that a lot of frozen vegetables, a lot of canned vegetables, and all things of this effect, the chemicals that are found inside of the bags that they're in can wreak havoc upon your DNA. Here we go with meat, right? So there's a lot of connection between lots of meats and colon cancer. But it's not because it's meat. It's because the kind of meat that you eat. So pork and beef and things to this effect that are not grass-fed but are conventional, fed corn and wheat and rice and soy and oats and other chemicals, well, the meat itself becomes toxic. It's almost as if the cow has cancer. So let me ask you a question. If the farmer came up to you and said, hey, the beef that we ground up today was from a cow that had cancer, would you buy it? Would you eat it? I wouldn't. But how do you know that's not the case? They don't screen animals for health. They just screen them for dead and convert into beef. Okay, so we know for a fact corn-fed, wheat-fed, rice-fed, soy-fed animals are extremely dangerous. So the connection is just because the meats are the wrong kinds. Sugar we talked about, we got to get rid of that. And listen, the biggest of them all is wheat. Wheat flour has been found to drastically create a condition called dysbiosis, leaky gut, and inflammation, and those connect directly to cancer. Look, this is why we're doing part two next week. Okay, so a couple things. Tune in, save the date, the 7th at 3 p.m., part two of Natural Cancer Cures and Cancer Myths Exposed, and also at 10 a.m. is our webinar. So if you want to join me, this is your last chance offer off the radio show live time. These tickets are available for anyone who wants them. Just call 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. Text your name and your email. Call directly. Talk to my crew. And I hope to see you guys next Saturday at 10 a.m. for the webinar and 3 p.m. for part two. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.